Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 16th of December. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, so far it's been great.
Yeah. 2 hours in and we're cooking.
I know. Going to call it a day here.
Yeah. Alrighty, Winston, why do we say it?
Okay. How did Uncle Sam get his name?
I don't know.
Uncle Sam, I'm thinking whoever, you know, they had a contest and someone said that looked like my Uncle Sam.
Named it?
Know.
Yeah. Well, I know the cartoon caricature was a newspaper cartoonist that came up with the imagery of it, but the name, I don't know.
When I think of Mike Jones, when I hear Uncle Sam.
Yeah, well.
So figure.
Yeah. Uncle Mike was just too frightening.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So tell us, Winston, what it was.
Yeah, the original was Sam Wilson, who was born in Massachusetts. He moved with his brother, Ebenezer, to New York, and they were contracted to supply the army with beef and pork during the War of 1812 and marked their shipping barrels U.S. The soldiers jokingly called the meat Uncle Sam's beef or pork.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, there we
Interesting.
Go.
Well, I'm glad they didn't call it Uncle Ebenezer.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be...
That's right. Dickens wouldn't have had anywhere to go on that one, huh?
I know.
Oh, gee. So, what's cooking? Anything anything exciting going on this week? Or are you guys just kind of slogging through?
No, we had a long... We had a meeting that went to nearly 6 o'clock last night, so we had some... quite interesting discussions on a couple different topics especially, but, you know, I think most eyes are still on, you know, the specter of COVID and what is it meaning in our community especially. You know, I mean, we're worried about everybody else, but certainly more ours. And, you know, so we had, you know, a lot of conversation yesterday on, second homes, the short-term rentals, and then which also is basically just lodging, because one of the supervisors does have a community where that's been a problem in the past, and a local city took action to not allow them. And so
you mean the party houses on the bluff?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The problem is when one city takes action, they from there they just ooze over to the other bluffs. You know,
right.
The people that are there.
Right.
So,
well, but that starts getting into use and things of that nature. I mean, can the county get involved with that kind of stuff? I know lodging is one thing, but if these are extended stay facilities, how do you make the distinction between an Airbnb that is more than a couple of nights and some of the long-term housing that the county has with some of the public housing?
Well, basically, you know, they're mostly trying to keep people from coming, I believe, for the holiday season. And some people aren't just coming here to visit family. There are people, you know, we do have a great outdoors area. And so people are doing that. So it's more, you know, you're supposed to, there's like an affidavit or something, I believe, that, you know, Trinidad is having. So they have to be deemed an essential worker or somehow related to that piece. But, you know, we talked about it for a long time, and however, you know, Rex brought up and Wilson concurred, it's always good when that happens, that it's just really something that we're not the ones to be judging that yesterday. We have a policy committee or policy team, which meets today. That's got the chair and others who will have a more, they're able to have a more robust conversation. And that takes out the political world, too, because everything we, unfortunately, almost everything we do is deemed political these days. We could do this most simplest, you know, resolution supporting X, and, you know, it does not land on people very well at times. So taking it out of the political realm, sending it back to the folks who've been working on this, and so we'll find out if that's something for the rest of the county we may be doing. It'd be similar like the first time around. But, you know, I really think it's to try to get people to understand this is not the time one to go and hang out where you don't live and, you know, bring your juju's whatever bugs up with you.
Right. But how do you How do you drive that bus? I mean, if somebody from L.A. wants, you know, has family up here and wants to come up, or is coming up, you tell them no?
I mean, you can't. Well, actually, what I was saying yesterday during our meeting is, you know, you can limit however you want with their short-term rentals or lodging. But if someone's planning to come up, especially to see family, if they're just coming for a, you know, sightseeing hangout for a weekend, they might decide not to come up. But the ones who are planning to see family, I think we're actually, you know, you're still going to see a lot of people just determined to come up. And, you know, and it's hard. I mean, I have, my folks are older and you know, I'm trying to be as super careful as I can, you know, but I, you know, I take food over to them and I will go over there, but it's not like we don't have, you know, the entire family coming to share Christmas cheer. You cook food together, cooking food, you can spread more bugs if someone's got them. It's just, we're trying to, I think, just trying to keep it from getting, you know, out of control. I heard this morning, I don't know more about it, but so supposedly the governor was instituting a plan for mass fatality. I haven't actually read that yet. I just heard that when I was, you know, listening to, I got an Echo. I don't know. I bought myself a Christmas present for $18, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I could probably tell it just played Kin's radio, and it would.
Mass fatality?
Yeah. I heard that. This is just listening on, I don't know. I listen in the morning, CNN, Fox, and NPR, just to try to get the perspective of all three. And there wasn't any editorial with it. It was just that.
You may want to, if you're going to do that, you may want to try KCBS and see what their reflection, because they tend to be pretty close on that.
Yeah.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. So, Virginia, with some of the challenges that are going out there, yesterday, did the Supes make any determination of what to do other than just kind of a wait and see?
Well, we're not, we didn't have that. We have it on our agenda, an update every 2 weeks with COVID. So we didn't have the COVID-specific conversation. You know, we did have the conversation about the short-term rentals, and like I said, that's going to go to our policy committee that meets today, but as far as anything else COVID-wise, much of it was just on the travel and just really trying to discourage people on traveling. I think what we're worried about now is with the, this is like starting to see the Thanksgiving travel, so we'll see what happens with our numbers there, and hopefully maybe we get lucky and not many people. If they went, they didn't come back with something they didn't intend to bring back, you know.
Right, but if they say it's 2 weeks, 2 weeks was, you know, earlier this week,
Saturday.
Right?
Saturday. Yeah. So Saturday, people drove home on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
From Thanksgiving.
But you know, my understanding is that a lot of the numbers were out of Grenada that really kind of threw a clunker into the whole equation.
Well, it's huge. There's 90 or something now. But if you look at the whole, if we looked at when Grenada started having their numbers come through and the other numbers, believe it or not, Grenada is not necessarily, it doesn't equal more than, you know, like half of the rest, I don't believe. And, that, you know, this is really cool. I don't know if you've ever gone to the map on the website that the state has about COVID-19. You can find all sorts of interesting information on, you know, the different trends in each county for, like, it's a two-week period, and then they change it every day. But they also show the numbers going up or down, and, you know, it'd be interesting to try to try to figure in our own community, you know, I mean, obviously that was disappointing and very unfortunate situation. But at the same time, we've got, you know, I have a friend. Here's a simple story. I had someone call me the other day, couldn't figure out why. And someone I meet with frequently, and they're like, I hate to call you. And I go, okay. And this person's girlfriend's roommate went for a medical appointment in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa's office called her and said, hey, you know, sorry to tell you this, but someone in our office is positive for COVID. So then that person tested, and they were positive. So now the roommate is trying to wait to find out, and my friend is waiting to find out. So you're going, okay, how many degrees of separation
right.
is it? You know, and so that, to me, that's the tricky thing now, is because there are so many coming out. You know, and I try to be, you know, as careful as I can, but it's like, you know, if you can't, I don't know what you do. There is a tracing app now also. I mean, I signed up for it, which basically, if you're on it, if you opt in, at least someone, you get notified if someone, you know, but you've been, I don't know how it works yet, but, or you can notify others, I guess, too, but.
Yeah, there's anyway, some goofy, you know, if the county is really serious about limiting travel, why not shut down the airport? Why continue to have that available if, in fact, you're looking to really try to knock us out?
There's a whole lot more traffic comes through cars in Humboldt County than plane. And one of the things, too, with the planes is there are a lot of, you know, we have a lot of traveling medical professionals, and that's how they get here often. So, and we also send blood products. So it's, you know, the number of people that are coming in and out, I'm pretty confident in saying, aren't we the majority of the people. We have people driving through here. We're a beautiful place to visit.
Nothing so it's more the recreation. If you could categorize it, is it more of the recreational visitor or a recreational enthusiast that is bringing this? I mean, certainly the way that the media portrays it is that it's the 20-somethings getting together for big parties and events and things like that and dismissing the concerns with this, and all of a sudden there's a big old bloom.
Well, I mean, I think the way it's gotten to be in our community now, it's pretty big into the community spread, which kind of means it's really hard to track where it's all coming from. You know, I've seen a couple stores, a grocery store recently, they put out a press release that they had 4, you know, employees test positive. You know, and it's great people let the public know, but, you know, is that from working close together? You know, there's a lot of different theories, you know. I don't think, you know, I'm still having problems with the idea of shutting down personal care services when, you know, I know that when you go, you know, like to the barber or whatever, even the hair, you know, you supposedly with people an extended period of time, it's like, man, I got my hair cut the other day, because we still can, and was out of there in 15 minutes. So,
well, and they've got like multiple safety measures in play also,
yeah,
where you go somewhere else and maybe it's only one level. Okay.
Well, you know, when it comes to the dining outside, instead of cutting it all off, if that happens, I think they could have just like cut the number of people at a table to just 2s. You know, I mean, you're just trying to not have the large groups as far as I can tell.
Yeah. But. Yeah. I mean, there are,
we're all guessing,
less draconian ways of doing it than what is being projected or recommended by the state. Yeah. But
at least I've got a shot here. We got our first shots given yesterday here.
Yeah, yeah. Did you sign up?
Oh, yay. Well, I think I'm way far down on the list.
You're not critical either. Okay, neither am I. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bear Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. So, Virginia, with this kind of challenge that the county is facing, we keep hearing that the sales tax numbers are surprisingly high, that the unemployment numbers are still lower than what was expected. Now we're starting to hear that there's going to be a second round of PPP, depending on who... Which of the congressmen you're talking about, your business has to be off between either 35% off, 25% off, 20% off. Money's being considered to be sent to individuals. I mean, there's still a lot of swirl going on around this thing on the economic side. What is the county looking at as far as the economics of the first, what would it be, 9 months, 8 months of dealing with these restrictions?
You know, I think in a lot of ways we still don't know. We've got some challenge getting some numbers put together. Other offices are kind of like, everyone's a little bit, I think, behind. So if you had, you know, Scott on right now, Scott Adair, I think he could give you better information because we haven't had those types of reports really come back to us very often. You know, but I did want to mention, you know, with what's going on, you know, things that are planned to go, people, we do have an, I know there is a more recent round of dollars available for businesses, so that's good. But one of the things to be really concerned about, at least in my world, is, you know, the talks that are coming out of the, you know, the federal portion of the picture, while they're talking about, you know, doing aid again to individuals and, you know, businesses, which is great, what they're right now planning not to do is any state or local help. And, you know, so that is where our, you know, as a community, it can be a challenge because we rely on, you know, a lot of those CARES Act dollars that we've had to spend in order to do the testing. And, you know, we've been provided dollars from the state, I mean, from the feds, and, you know, you use it. And, you know, we're used to using it. So without that, we don't have, you know, we don't have money that we can just print and continue doing the types of efforts that we've been able to do. So, you know, that's actually, well, it's great. Individuals and businesses are looking like they may get something if anything moves forward finally. But they're still saying no state or local government help. And that's a problem.
Now, you know, is it assistance or is it reimbursement that you're looking for?
You know, that one in specific, I don't think it's just reimbursement. There was like the CARES Act money that went actually from the feds to the states and then, in our case, trickled the counties. Bigger counties got their own allotment. But those are dollars that, you know, you use for purposes related to COVID, you know. So
right.
A lot of those, you know, you could use for housing, you could use them for services. So those aren't like the FEMA reimbursement stuff where, you know, we do, well, it's not guaranteed, but we do expect a degree of reimbursement from that. You know, no one's really ever expected to have something that's gone on this long. And no, I don't think anyone really knows the direction to go. You know, we're all trying. It's like you feel like when you're in local government, everyone's mad. I mean, we make people mad on a regular basis. That's kind of our job at times. But it happens right now. It's like it's a perpetual state, and people are frustrated.
So, Virginia, when you're looking at if it was, let's just say, best-case scenario or ideal might be a better term, how much would the county be looking for as far as reimbursement or lost revenues? I mean, if the sales tax is only off a little bit, statewide it's up. Where's the hole here?
I'm not the one that's got the most knowledge about that. If I were to say it, I'm kind of guessing, but I would say the hole, there's some of other things that are happening is the dynamics of, you know, people aren't having to pay, they're getting, they can take time to pay their, you know, taxes that they bring in, whatever it is, the sales tax, you know, reimbursed to the
state. Right, yeah, the property taxes were deferred.
And property taxes. And so, you know, that would be something you had Bartholomew. You know, I'm a generalist, and I, when there's something that I don't know, I'll say I don't know. but as far as the actual dollars, you know.
But you're thinking more short-term bridge stuff rather than long-term systemic issues.
Yeah, well, and I could change my mind tomorrow, depending on what I read today.
That's the prerogative of a politician.
Yeah. Well, it's a changing, you know, you see things in a different way. I haven't looked at my emails yet today. Yesterday was pretty ugly, so I figured I probably have some cranky emails. I thought I'd talk to you first.
Good. Let me get my crank out first, huh? I appreciate that.
Yeah,
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, now I almost said a little owl whispered to me, but I think that might go back a little too far for some people to understand in the environmental battles. Richardson's Grove, that there might be some movement there. Is that hearsay, or is there actually a thought of straightening that out?
There was a lot of conversation yesterday during we have a legislative platform, and let's just say people, obviously this subject gets people on different sides pretty ramped up. And so I don't know if there's been any actual movement at, you know, well, there has been movement. I mean, some lawsuit, I believe, was won or tossed out, but then there's another one that's still going. So, you know, when you talk about movement and you're talking about legal challenges, it's, you know, kind of, you know, hard to say. You know, we had our conversation yesterday, and, you know, being on our platform is just, you know, we have things in there so that if something comes up, we can quickly send off a letter to whatever agency or whatever legislation. But this one had a lot of, you know, it had a lot of controversy, as you might expect, even though it's not where you're saying yes or no to the project. But yeah, so at the local level, yesterday we had hours of conversation about it, and it's been very interesting listening, because, you know, when you go through and refute what has, you know, brought up as what's happening, and it's like, well, no, that's not what's happening. You know, people just have a really special connection to that 1 mile stretch, and when you look at what Caltrans is showing, it seems very minor difference. And so there's, it's as always, it's it brings a lot of I don't want to say emotion, a lot of charged conversation, put it that way.
Passion.
But, you know, but I will say this to the folks who are listening to your show, there's always, people can get emails sent off, you know, there's like campaigns to, you know, we probably had 140 emails from one perspective. And we only got one in support of us keeping it in. And that's really, I'd be really interested to hear what the business community is really thinking. Back when I was on the chamber, I mean, it was a big deal. And nobody, except a few that called, you know, like the day of, nobody chimed in on it.
Well, I would suspect, Virginia, that a lot of it is because we're trying to keep the doors open, trying to get supply chains, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just in the business community, keeping that going, that there's not a lot of time to kind of be monitoring some of these other things. But I bet you if the chambers reached out and said something, or if the county reached out through, you know, general citizenry and said, hey, this is on the board, let us know what you think, you're going to get those responses. But it's just because everybody else's focus is in other areas.
I reached out to a chamber saying, hey, years ago, this was an item.
Right.
What are you guys thinking about it? The answer I got back was, oh, nobody's brought it up. That's what's wrong.
Well, instead of polling the membership or notifying the membership?
But, you know, I also, you know, got it probably sent a little late. But, I mean, that's one of the things for people who, you know, because this will come back again. We will be having another conversation about whether keeping this in our platform. You know, quite frankly, if it's in our platform, it doesn't mean if it's going to live or die. You know, it is there so we can take action. But people feel like winners and losers, and either way we go. And so, you know, this will probably be decided in the courts. But if people who are listening have an interest, you know, or have their thoughts, either direction, I don't care, just send them to us. Because
is this to straighten it out and make it safer?
It straightens it very little. Yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot. And while I believe it makes it safer, others believe it allows big boxes come in, which we already have.
They're
and
here.
By the way,
yeah.
There's no place they can really go. And it makes people drive faster. I'm going, no, I don't think that's going to really,
it's still posted at 35 any way you look at it. So. All righty, well, we'll monitor that thing and I'll reach out to you for the next go around, and we'll let folks know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if something's important to people who are listening, whether it's this item or someone else, please send us something, because it's really hard for us to go in and have the conversation when we don't have a lot of, you know,
support.
People necessarily willing
from
to
from that
speak
perspective.
Out.
Yeah. All righty. Yeah. Merry Christmas, lady.
Oh yeah, you too.
Yeah.
I'll see you next year.
See everybody tomorrow.